May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, my Lord, my rock and redeemer. Amen. I've been to Israel. I've been into something that must have been what was very similar back in those days, where the shepherds put the sheep at night. It was like a cave. It was nice and cool, very low roofed, but they were able to put them in there. And I just thought to myself, it's like being in a woolshed stuck with sheep and you're in the pens with them all night. Not fun, but that's what they were called to do. So an experience, truly it was. And that scripture we hear where the shepherd knows all their sheep and the sheep know the shepherd, very, very real in Israel. The shepherd would walk and they just toddle on behind, up and down hills, and it's big wide open spaces over there. But these sheep just follow the sound of their shepherd wherever they're going out into the field and then coming back into the caves. Honestly, don't see that in New Zealand. Dogs do all the chasing and then bringing back into the paddocks. But in saying that, it was a wonderful experience to actually get appreciation as well of how far they walked to get to Bethlehem, because we were on a bus with air conditioning and comfortable seats. They were on a donkey and pregnant to boot. So to appreciate that space that they traversed in order to be home, to go and do the census, and then for her to go into labour. So, as we gather today, on this most holiest of days, we are expectant and filled with joy, just like the relatives of a woman who's gone into labour. We waited for the news that the baby had arrived and all is well. Most of us can relate to that state of heightened excitement, mixed with a little nervousness too. Similarly, we may have memories of childhood Christmases where we're excited and nervous all at once. There will be joy in the day to come, but there will be the special gift we have hoped and wished for. Will my family and friends like the offering I prepared for them? Maybe little has changed, and you still go to bed on the Christmas Eve and wake up on Christmas Day nervously excited. I got woken at 3 o'clock this morning because my grandchildren were nervously excited about the amount of Christmas presents underneath the tree. Little did they remember that I'm 5 hours behind them. But it was all good. For 5 minutes, I opened my eye and went, beautiful, good, be thankful. Go to church this morning too, please. It was notable that we hold these feelings at this time of the year, and often we imagine that those involved with the first 24 hours of Jesus' life were similarly excited and expectant. The shepherds are a fine example of a group who were far from expecting to be visiting a newborn that night. You think of those, a situation, someone's gone into maternity and someone has to travel from out doing the mines or something to come in and be there for the baby. That's our reality now. This was theirs. When they wrapped up for the cold night ahead and settled down in the field with their sheep, that night, it's difficult to imagine that anything was farther from their mind than the prospect of the birth of a child in the town up the road. These men were anything but excited. They were working, cold, northern hemisphere, uncomfortable, and probably a bit bored at the prospect of a night shift watching over the sheep. For the shepherds then, this was not a night of expectancy as much as a night full of surprises and not a small measure of fear. As the prophet Isaiah testifies, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. For the shepherds, this was literally the case. In the night, an angel of the Lord appeared to them and the glory of the Lord shone around them. The brightness was indescribable. It would have split the night, and it certainly drew from them a fearful response, because the first words uttered by the angel were, "Do not be afraid." Then the angels told the shepherds how to find Jesus. They sang to them before leaving with as little warning as they had arrived. There is no doubt that this was an incredible, miraculous, and surprising night for the shepherds. But perhaps the most surprising of all is that they went to find this baby boy. So moved by the message of the angels, these shepherds were drawn to Bethlehem. They left their sheep and went to find this child. They'd be sacked today, I'm sure. It is hard to imagine convincing a group of shepherds to leave their sheep in the middle of the night under any circumstances. But here they were, walking down the mountainside to seek out a baby boy born to strangers visiting the town. This is what Jesus can do. From the moment of his birth, he was drawing people to himself, about with a little help from the angels in the beginning. Over the ages and to this very day, Jesus continues to draw people in, particularly when we tell of the circumstances of his birth. Carol services and Christmas celebrations in our towns and localities are not just attractive because we've always done them and they're a part of our tradition, although that does play a role in their popularity. But they are more than that. Through song, story, and the sense of love shared at such events, we catch a glimpse of the good news that Jesus came to bring, and we seek it out. There are people who hardly ever attend church and for many reasons feel unable to regularly join in with Christian fellowship. But they never miss worship at Christmas. Why? Because it is a time when Christ calls us in a very special way. It is just as it was for those shepherds for some, a time when out of nowhere they felt a call to stop what they were doing and take a moment to gaze on the gift God gave to the world, Jesus the Messiah. Just as people speak of thin places where it is easy to pray or encounter something of God, such as on mountaintops or in ancient church buildings, there are also thin times in the year and in our lives where we are open to hear that call. May this Christmas be one such time, where in the midst of the busyness and the cooking and wrapping of presents and the disrupted routines, each one of us may find time to pause and consider God's love in our lives. Are we, like the shepherds, ready to drop everything to seek out Jesus? Are we ready to approach him without fear and receive from him, by grace, the love which he holds for us all? Will we go back to our usual patterns of life, filled with joy at the glory and generosity of God's gift to us? Will we leave this place today reassured of God's love for us, shown in the life, sacrificial death, and resurrection of Jesus? On this day in 1814, Anglican minister by the name of Reverend Samuel Marsden spoke this very gospel for the very first time in New Zealand at a little place called O'ihi in the very far north. And that was his words. It is a day of great joy. He brought joy and good tidings. The crowd in front of him were the same skin colour as me. 200 years later, it was the same colour as you. We had integrated, married into each other, and so our faith remained stable while we took on different generations of ancestry. But we all still held the same genealogy to Christ, who we celebrate was born on this day. So let us pray that this may be so for each of us and those with whom we share our lives. And this I pray. Amen.